Heaven Sutherland, and welcome to BMK, Business Minds Kids, where we train the kings and queens of the future. And in today's episode, the amazing Maya Ford and Omari Ruri will be interviewing Mr. David Chans of the Eplex Company.
My first question, how did you get into this investing stage?
How did I get into the investing stage? I first invested in myself in terms of like reading books and investing up here so that I can have the money to invest out here. But the very first stage of investing is investing in yourself, having the ability to build something. So do you know how to build a house?
When I was doing a little bit of research on you, she said that you quit your job at the Cheesecake Factory. So what pushed you over that limit?
Working at the Cheesecake Factory, I learned how to be on stage and being a good presenter and a salesperson to my guests at the restaurant. So I learned that. So it wasn't one big thing. It was these little lessons I learned along the way. And it's all these little lessons. When I was your age, when I was shoveling snow and raking leaves to make money, I learned some stuff on there. So I never wanted to stay at a job. It wasn't like I was on my job and I'm like, oh, I need to be an entrepreneur now. I never wanted a job. I always had a job and some sort of dream on the side.
Did anyone ever discourage you from a single one of your dreams?
I think they tried. I think some people tried to discourage me, but it was to no avail. It didn't work because I always surrounded myself around people who were encouraging me. So there's always going to be some people that try to discourage you. And if you have more discouragers than encouragers, then you'll be discouraged. If you have more encouragers than discouragers, you'll be what?
Encouraged.
So it's all about the people that you're around. I'm around so many positive people. The few negative people that come in my way, they can't hurt me. Because if you encourage other people, they'll in turn encourage you. Make sense?
Yes.
Would you ever tell anyone else that you've done all these struggles just to make them pay off?
Like, you're going to have some ups and downs, but you should always follow your dream. No matter what it looks like right now, just remember, you know, that vision that you had in your head.
If you didn't have as many positive people around you, would you still have the ideas to push forward?
You have to protect your environment. You really have to protect your environment with everything you have. Put a security alarm on your environment, okay? If there's somebody that's negative in that environment, they gotta leave immediately because that's one step closer to you failing. So just make sure you protect that environment. You have to remember during the good times that what's coming? Bad times are coming. Like, you're going to have some sort of hardship one way or another. But when you're in the hardship, you have to remember what?
The good times.
It's right around the corner. And that's life. Good and bad and good and bad. But some people get so excited about good. When the bad comes, they're shocked and it rocks their whole world. And they can't believe that like things are going so bad right now. And they get depressed and quit. But that's what keeps me from depression in the bad times, because I know what's coming.
It's Don't Stop Believing, Journey. You probably heard the song. What's one of your quotes, Maya?
One of my quotes is, the past is the past. Wake up, because today is a new day.
Okay, guys. So I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode of Business Minds Kids. A quick recap. In this episode, the amazing Maya Ford and Omari Ruri were interviewing Mr. David Chans of the E-Complex Company. Give a round of applause, everybody.